It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good morning to you, Atlanta. Hope you had a great Monday. Thanks for kicking off your Tuesday with me. And we got a lot to get into. I mean, the Falcons, they keep making moves. Added cornerback Mike Hughes. Added some depth to that cornerback room. Re-signed Cornell Armstrong as well. Started 4 games at cornerback for the Atlanta Falcons. I think this cements my idea about the fact that Richie Grant and Jalen Hawkins, they're going to have to battle it out for that second safety spot next to Jesse Bates. The Hawks, I spent a lot of time on them yesterday. I'm not giving them that much time today. All I'm saying is they better get right tonight against the Pistons. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame at 7 with Mike Conti and then Steve Holman. Bang! Steve Holman with the call at 7:30. Also, Nick Saban. This ain't really a local story, but right down the road, dang, talk about a subtweet. My goodness gracious. So we'll get into all that. But we have to start with the Atlanta Braves. Because what are we doing? What are the Braves doing? If you haven't heard, the Braves yesterday optioned Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shumake to AAA Gwinnett. Say it one more time, just in case you didn't hear me the first time. The Atlanta Braves optioned Vaughn Grissom, who, last time I checked, was supposed to be the replacement to Dansby Swanson at shortstop. He got optioned. And to add insult to injury, the guy we thought, okay, if Vaughn Grissom isn't ready, we're going to break glass and hopefully Braden Shumake can be our guy, right? No. They both get triple option. Optioned. I said triple option. We're not playing football. They both get optioned to AAA Gwinnett. So now it looks like Orlando Arcia is going to be our starting shortstop come opening day. Let me first say this. There's nothing wrong with Orlando Arcia. He's fine. He's okay. But it's just that. He's okay. And we had a guy who was a Gold Glove winner, had speed, was clutch. Y'all remember Dansby during that playoff run? And heck, even moments before that, Dansby was clutch. He had moxie, always came through in the biggest moments. Was a leader in the clubhouse, especially after Freddie left. So, and obviously hindsight is 20/20, but if there was any shred of doubt that Vaughn Grissom wasn't going to be ready, why let Dansby Swanson walk? I don't understand it, bruh. For why? So, to me, this says a couple of things. Number one, the Braves obviously thought Vaughn Grissom was going to be ready. Alex Anthopoulos, maybe even Brian Snicker. Maybe he came to the agreement that, okay, Dansby, not sure if we want to shell out all of that cash for Dansby Swanson. We see what the Cubs are offering. Not sure if we want to match anything like that. We think Vaughn can be our guy. Well, now, looks like that was a big old swing and a miss. And again, in Double A, I trust. Alex Anthopoulos is goated, in my opinion. What he did in 2021, rebuilding that Braves outfield, catching lightning in a bottle, and being a huge, huge reason, if not the biggest reason, the Braves were 2021 World Series champions. He'll always be goated in my book for that. Locken, Ronnie, Ozzy, Riley, Matt Olson, trading for Matt Olson and then signing him to a nice deal. He'll always be goated for those things. But do have to say, this seems like it's a little bit of a chink in the armor. If there was a win-loss column for Alex Anthopoulos, he was undefeated up until this point. It's a little bit of an L for Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves, in my opinion. Now, look, Orlando Arcia could come out and be great. And he could take us all by surprise. And we'd be like, oh, dang, hold up. We should have let Alex Anthopoulos cook. He knew what he was doing. But right now, it looks like the Atlanta Braves missed on this one. It looks like the Atlanta Braves got it wrong when they decided not to bring back Dansby Swanson. It looks like the Atlanta Braves just thought too much maybe of Vaughn Grissom at this point. Rushed him into maybe pressuring him to be the everyday shortstop. And look, I'm not going to put this all on the Atlanta Braves. Vaughn Grissom, he knew what time it was when January, February, March. He knew what time it was around this time. When the season ended last year, he knew this could happen. And when he saw, because he saw it too, when he got that alert on his phone, that Dansby Swanson agreed to a deal with the Chicago Cubs. He knew what time it was. And look, I'm not saying Vaughn Grissom didn't work hard. I'm not saying Vaughn Grissom didn't do everything in his power to make himself ready. But he obviously wasn't ready. He's not ready right now to be the everyday shortstop. Otherwise, that news we got yesterday, we wouldn't have gotten that. So, it's a matter of maybe the Braves having a little too much belief in Vaughn Grissom. And look, I love that they have believed in their young guys. That's part of the reason that they're in the position they're in now. That's part of the reason they have such a great core now, believing in their young guys, believing in Ronnie, believing in Ozzy 4 or 5 years ago, believing in Austin Riley when he was going through that slump after he came on and just lit the league ablaze. He went through a slump a little bit after that, and the Braves worked through that with him. The Braves let him go through that struggle, and he figured it out at the major league level. But the Braves, respectfully, are in a little bit of a different position right now than when they were when Austin Riley was going through his struggles. They weren't a World Series or bust team yet. And that's where they are now. So you really can't afford at this point in time for Vaughn Grissom to get ready. You can't afford for Vaughn Grissom to work through his struggles at the major league level. And that's why you saw the move that you saw yesterday. So it's a matter of the Braves thinking Vaughn Grissom was ready when he wasn't, and Vaughn Grissom, frankly, not being ready. not because of a lack of work ethic. He was working with Ron on defense. He's always been a solid hitter. Just not ready. And that's not to say he's never going to be ready. Look, just because he got optioned to AAA, that does not mean he's never going to be the Braves' everyday starting shortstop. Let's not get lost in that. Let's not just jump to the conclusion that, oh, Vaughn Grissom is never going to be ready. He's a bust, this, that, and the third. No, that's not the case. But the frustrating part is we should have kept Dansby Swanson around for maybe just sign him to a – and look, I'm putting my GM hat on here, and I'm no GM, but maybe sign Dansby to a 1-2-3-year deal. I know Dansby wanted more than that, so I guess that's the predicament you got caught in. You knew Vaughn was going to be ready maybe sooner rather than later, and you didn't want to lock up Dansby for long term because – you knew you would eventually be able to move on to Vaughn sooner rather than later. But he ain't ready now. And now you're, again, Orlando Arcia is great, but it's disappointing. Figure that you could have brought back Dansby Swanson. Vaughn Grissom isn't ready. So it's just a frustrating situation if you're an Atlanta Braves fan like me. It's just like, we had Dansby. Why not keep Dansby if you don't think Vaughn is going to be ready? Why not keep Dansby if there's a shred of doubt that Vaughn isn't going to be ready? So, not a great story there. Not a great situation. Again, it looks like there was a slight mishandling, maybe slight overconfidence in Vaughn Grissom. And again, Braden Shoemake, not ready either. Just doubles down on everything. So we'll see how Orlando Arcia works out. And again, Arcia has had stretches in the past where he's been solid. He gets on a little tear. He can hit for power. Not the fastest guy, but he can move around the base pads. But hard to replace a gold glove shortstop who, in that 2021 year, had 30 home runs, had a lot of RBIs. Hard to replace that. So just a very frustrating situation. And again, we believe in AA, at least I do, but looked like he might have got this one wrong. Let me know what you think. You can tweet me at underscore Dylan Matthews. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the hometown take with you this morning, as we are every morning. And just a little bit of sour taste this morning after finding out that news last night, because we're getting excited. We're getting all hyped up and amped up for opening day. Now 9 days away, March 30th. First regular season game for the Atlanta Braves, really the kickoff of the MLB season altogether. The Braves are included in that. And this just is like, ugh, really? This got to happen right before the season? So it just leaves a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. All right. Not only the Braves making news, the Falcons made some news yesterday, the Hawks. Talked about them a lot, like I said. Going to talk about them a little bit. And just a lot of local stories to get into. And you know how we do on the Hometown Take every morning, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., 5:20, we going around the A. So in 5 minutes, we'll talk about the Falcons making moves, the Hawks got to get right. And we will travel down the road some. This ain't super local, but it's kind of funny because Nick Saban then threw a subtweet at his basketball coach. We'll find out what all that's about when we go around the A. Again, happening in 5 minutes, 5:20. We go around the local sports scene here in Atlanta and Georgia. It is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. Appreciate you waking up with me this morning. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday. My Tuesday's been a little so far. It's been cool. Nothing has gone wrong. Everything has gone swimmingly so far. But seeing the news about the Braves optioning Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shumake both to AAA Gwinnett, seeing that yesterday just still don't sit right with me. Because it's just, how did it get here? How did this happen? You don't bring back Dansby Swanson. Okay, cool, fine, understandable. Chicago did give him a lot of money, and maybe you weren't prepared to give him that much money. And look, if any fan base should know about cap restrictions and not really being under a salary cap, because we know Major League Baseball does not have a salary cap, but trust me, the Braves got a salary cap. The ownership group that owns the Braves, Liberty Media, they won't tell you there's a salary cap, but Alex Anthopoulos is working with a salary cap. So maybe they weren't willing to give AA the cash needed to bring back Dansby. And that's not on AA. But it's just, Alex has always had a backup plan. And at first, the backup plan looked pretty obvious. It looked like it was Vaughn Grissom. Guess we just whiffed on the backup plan. But we'll see what happens with the Braves. Again, maybe Orlando Arcia comes in and he's great. We don't even notice. Dansby's gone. Maybe we don't even miss him, and that's how good Orlando Arcia is. Or maybe we miss him a lot. Or maybe it's somewhere in between. We'll see. But the Braves aren't the only team in Atlanta. They're not the only team in Georgia. We got other teams making moves and making news around here in the state of Georgia, in the city of Atlanta. So without further ado, let's go around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Atlanta Falcons. Ooh-wee! Still making moves. They add some much-needed cornerback depth yesterday. They re-signed Cornell Armstrong, started 4 games for the Atlanta Falcons last year. They re-signed Cornell to a 1-year deal, and they also bring back former first-round pick, former Minnesota Viking, former Kansas City Chief, and former Detroit Lion as of last year, Mike Hughes. Signed Mike Hughes to a 2-year deal. And they also signed Mac Hollins, if you didn't see that. Talked about that yesterday, though. So, Mike Hughes. This move is interesting. I like the move. There's no doubt about that. But the move to me is interesting because I think this move cements the fact that there's going to be a battle in training camp for that second safety spot. We already know Jesse Bates, he's one of our starting safeties. That's cemented. That's set in stone. However, who's going to be next to Jesse Bates when it's all said and done and it's time to put on the pads, strap them up, and get to getting? Is it going to be Richie Grant? Is it going to be Jalen Hawkins? I think there's going to be a battle between those two. And if you had to ask me right now, Dylan, well, who do you think has the upper hand right now? If there was no training camp, no OTAs, no nothing, who do you think is atop of the depth chart next to Jesse Bates? Honestly, I have to say it's Richie Grant. We'll hear the morning shift coming up in about 36 minutes, 35 minutes. And Bo Morgan, also my partner on Peachtree Football, shameless plug, get it wherever you get your podcast, he made a good point. Even though Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot, Ryan Nielsen, they will tell you, doesn't matter if we drafted him or the last regime drafted him. They're going to put whoever deserves to be out there. They're going to put the best football player out there when it comes to that safety spot next to Jesse Bates, which they have shown to be true. But I think they like right now, I think they like Richie Grant a little bit more. Not to say that Jalen Hawkins is a bad player. I like Jalen Hawkins, actually. I think he's a ball hawk. I think he's a playmaker. I think he's a really good player. But there's only one other safety spot next to Jesse Bates right now. You paid Jesse Bates all that money, trust me, he's playing. He's playing unless he can't play. So I think because they drafted Richie, Richie obviously started last year. Jalen did too. But I think Richie Grant right now has a slight edge over Jalen Hawkins if we're talking about who would get that next safety spot next to Richie Grant. Now, there was, however, the idea thrown around, maybe even the possibility that Richie Grant could move to the nickel corner. Isaiah Oliver, if you did not know, he signed with the San Francisco 49ers. He was our nickel guy last year. So now that spot comes open. Isaiah Oliver moves on to the 49ers. You think, okay, even with Jesse Bates coming in, if we don't make a move at corner, we keep Casey Hayward, and we don't really sign anybody else, we can maybe see what Richie Grant looks like at nickel, in that nickel spot. And then we let Jesse Bates and Jalen Hawkins be the two safeties, and everything works out. All peachy keen, right? Yeah, well, the Atlanta Falcons have other ideas, and I'm not mad at them. Do what you have to do to make this team the best football team there can be. And look, you have to have depth. These guys still might get in the game. I mean, knock on wood or whatever this table in the Kia Studios is made out of, but you have to have some depth, and injuries happen. Now, I hope the Falcons are squeaky clean and have a squeaky clean injury report the whole entire season, but that's unrealistic. So you have to have depth. And the Falcons have that now at corner. And they'll have a little bit of that at safety now too. So as far as Mike Hughes goes, played 3 years in Minnesota, was a first-round pick. 2021 played with the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year, played in 16 games, started in six of them for the Detroit Lions. No interceptions, a pass deflection, 51 tackles combined, 35 solo, 16 assisted, 3 tackles for loss. So he gets in the backfield like that. 2 quarterback hits. So again, this feels like, one, a depth move, obviously. And two, I'm thinking Mike Hughes is the replacement to Isaiah Oliver. Mike Hughes, not quite as big as Isaiah Oliver. Believe Isaiah was around 6 foot, maybe 6'1". Mike Hughes, 5'10", 186. But still, I think could be productive in that nickel spot for the Atlanta Falcons. So right now, if you had to ask me, I believe this move means, one, we're seeing a definite battle for that second safety spot. And two, think Mike Hughes is the replacement for Isaiah Oliver. So the Falcons making moves. The Hawks. Oh, the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously had that meltdown Sunday afternoon against the San Antonio Spurs, blowing a 24-point lead, scoring 83 points in the first half, and then laying an egg in the second half, only scoring 35 in the second half. They are back at home tonight, and they better get right. They better. That's all you can really say. After you wet the bed like they did on Sunday, you got to come back and clean that up in the best way tonight. Playing the Detroit Pistons, the one bright spot, I guess you could say. Actually, there should be multiple bright spots, but with this team, you never know. For one, the Hawks have so far beaten the Pistons in every single matchup they've played this year. They've played 3 games up until this point, so the Hawks are looking to sweep the season series between themselves and the Pistons, make that a clean 4-0 season series sweep. Back at home, again, hopefully they're PO'd and want to get back right. And look, even though they stubbed their toe in the worst way on Sunday, they still have three games, including tonight, against teams below 500. You have the Pistons coming in. Then you have the Pacers. And then you have the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota. And look, as far as that Minnesota game goes, we know what happened last time. So hopefully they send that energy to Minnesota, because Minnesota brought it to them in State Farm Arena. Hopefully the Hawks open up a can in Minnesota, just like the Timberwolves did in State Farm Arena. So the Hawks, again, tip off tonight, 7:30. Steve Holman on the call. Mike Conti with your pre-post in half. And I had it a little bit wrong, the schedule. Pistons tonight, that part is right. Then actually the Timberwolves on Wednesday, Pacers on Saturday. So two home games with a road game sandwiched in the middle. Like I said, that Minnesota game is in Minnesota. So the Hawks back in action, and they better get right. You can't have two performances like that two times in a row. You just can't do it. So hopefully they get right tonight. All right. How about this? Did you all see this last night? Nick Saban throwing the ultimate subtweet at Nate Oates. My goodness. And he wasn't even subtle about it at all. They suspended a player on the Alabama football team. Nick Saban announced that last night. And Nick Saban said, yeah, there's no such thing as wrong place, wrong time. You are responsible for who you hang around with. You are responsible for where you are and what you do. There are consequences to your actions. I mean, whew. If you don't remember, Nate Oates, head basketball coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide, number one seed Alabama Crimson Tide, by the way, Sweet 16 getting underway on Thursday. He basically said, Nate Oates, this is, that Brandon Miller, I'm sure you all know the story by now, Brandon Miller was in the wrong place, wrong time. You never know where college kids are doing when they're out. Never know what kind of things they're going to get into. So he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Nick Saban said, oh, all right, I'll show you wrong place, wrong time. So my goodness, Nick Saban, I mean, there was a – just Adam next time. Just name drop next time. I mean, you didn't even make it subtle. Like, you tried to subtweet, but you didn't really subtweet. I mean, you said his name without putting the at symbol first. Just, my goodness. So, those are some stories for you around the A and down the road in Tuscaloosa. But when we come back, in about 6 minutes, I know when you think about the Atlanta Braves, and I'm not talking about the Vaughn Grissom, Braden Shoemake, Orlando Arcia situation anymore. We spent enough time on that. What I want to focus on in 6 minutes at 5:40 is we know Ronald Acuña Jr., he's in the discussion for MVP. We know maybe Ozzie Albies could have a bounce back season. Maybe he puts himself in an MVP type discussion. We know Austin Riley has been in discussion for a couple of years now. He's been a little bit low, a little bit shaded, in my opinion. Austin Riley, another clutch guy, another guy, just a lunch pail guy who comes in and gets the job done, honestly. But he's been in the conversation for a couple of years now. But this dude plays for the Atlanta Braves. If you didn't know, yesterday hit a home run in spring training. That put him at six and put him in the lead in the MLB for homers during spring training. Talking about Matt Olson. I think Matt Olson could be an MVP dark horse this year. this year. We talk about Ronnie. We talk about Riley. We talk about Ozzy bouncing back. How about Matt Olson? I got a couple of reasons for you that Matty Ice, not that Matty Ice, maybe the new Matty Ice and Matt Olson could be MVP this year. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes when we come back. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Again, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We've been talking a lot about the Braves and what happened with Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake. If you're just now joining us, if you're just now finding out this news, and you're like, what are you talking about, Dylan? What happened to Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake? Well, yesterday, they were optioned to AAA Gwinnett, and it looks like Orlando Arcia is going to be the starting shortstop for the Atlanta Braves come opening day. Again, talked a lot about it already, won't spend too much time on it. The Braves just look like they got it wrong when it comes to Vaughn Grissom. And when I say got it wrong, it just looks like it could be wrong for right now. Doesn't mean that Vaughn Grissom is never going to be the everyday starting shortstop. He's just not ready right now. When will he be ready? I don't know. We'll find out. But looks like Orlando Arcia is going to have the job at least come opening day. But I want to get into something positive about the Atlanta Braves before we wrap things up and talk to the morning shift here in about 13 minutes. We believe, and it's right for us to believe, that Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to bounce back this year and he could have a MVP season. This could be Ronnie's breakout year, and this could be his MVP season. Ozzy Albies, healthy. Could come out. He could have an MVP season himself. Austin Riley. Whether you want to look at the numbers, as Dukes and Bell say, or not, Austin Riley has been in the MVP conversation. Now, how much buzz he's gotten behind it? Debatable. But he has at least been in the conversation for a couple of years now. So, three guys, you could be like, okay, they're primed to have good comeback years in Acuña Jr. and Ozzy Albies. Austin Riley is going to keep doing what he's doing, it looks like. Could have another MVP-type year, maybe win it this year. But the guy I'm watching out for, the guy I'm looking at, the guy I'm like, oh, he ready. He ready to do something. That's Matt Olson. Matt Olson yesterday in the Braves 6-5 victory over the Minnesota Twins in Grapefruit League play hit his sixth home run of spring training. That's right, his sixth. Dude is on fire right now. And that home run put him in the lead when it comes to home runs during spring training in the MLB. So dude is clicking on all cylinders right now. And it makes sense, too, if you think about it, because last year, when Matt Olson got started, he was that guy when the Braves season first started. It seemed like you couldn't get him out those first couple of games, that first week, 2 weeks, heck, maybe even month of the season. You weren't getting Matt Olson out. I don't care who you were. You could be Max Scherzer. You could be Justin Verlander. You could be Edwin Diaz. Oh, never mind. Let me stop. Too soon. But it doesn't matter who you were. You weren't getting Matt Olson out that first, like I said, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe month of the season. He came out hot. bat was on fire. And it's no different this time around. Again, hit that home run yesterday, sixth in spring training. That leads in the MLB. He's hot right now. He's a hot starter. Looks like that's a trend, which is good. But the key for Matt this season is going to be, I think, a couple of things if he is going to be primed for an MVP season. Number one, he doesn't have to stay red hot like he is right now or like he was at the beginning of last year. But he can't have the drop-off that he did because there was a drop-off. Now, whether that was due to him playing every day, we know he really likes to play every day, didn't get a lot of time off there at first base, so played a lot of games like Dansby did last year as well. So whether that was fatigue setting in or what, he can't have the drop-off that he did last year. He has to stay at least somewhat consistent. Again, doesn't have to stay red hot like he was last year at the beginning of the season or like he is right now because he's arguably white hot right now. But he does have to stay consistent. The other thing that I think is going to be a key and is going to help Matt Olson, he hit into the shift a lot last year. I mean, they had him down when it comes to the shift. Now, technically, you can't do that shift anymore, but the players have already found a loophole, and I wonder if off the jump they bring in that right fielder to be in that same position that the second baseman was in last year. Right there in the hole between first base and second base. Do they go ahead and move that right fielder down? Now, the problem is with that, that's an outfielder coming down now. That's not a shift in the infield where players are just moving over to the right. That is an outfielder coming down. So if Matt Olson hits that in the air, he hits that to the wall or just over the head of that right fielder, oh, you in trouble. You might not be able to do that all season. That might get you in some real deep-ish if you're the defense. So that could help Matt Olson. I think Matt Olson could really, really, really be primed for an MVP season. I think it could happen. You may think I'm crazy, but I think Matt Olson should be the guy we're looking out for. Again, he hit in the shift a lot. They won't be able to play him the exact same way. So, again, bring that right fielder down if you want to. Matt Olson hits it in the air. You guys are in some trouble. But I do think when it comes to who has the best chance to be MVP for the Braves this season, it's got to be Ronnie. It's still got to be Acuna. Because Matt Olson obviously doesn't have the speed that Ronald Acuna Jr. has. That stolen base count with the bases slightly bigger. The Braves are already aggressive on the base pads. Ronald Acuna Jr. could seriously be in the 40-40 club this year. He gets that power back, that speed. He's been running with reckless abandon in the World Baseball Classic. And even before that in spring training, before he joined the Venezuelan national team, running with reckless abandon, the power looked like it came back. So Ronnie is still my favorite, but don't be surprised if we get a month, 2 months into the season and Matt Olson is in a serious conversation for MVP. So you already here first on the Hometown Take. Shout out to my guy, John Chuckery. He brings all the water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months advance in a year. I think I got John Chuckery on this one. I don't know if he talked about this yet. So I'm trying to drop this before John Chuckery does. But anywho, that's my guy. Okay, when we come back, wrap things up on the Hometown Take. And we'll talk to the morning shift, see how they're doing on a Tuesday. This is the first time, again, this is the first full week of the morning shift. We'll see how they're doing on back-to-back days now. They ain't had to do this yet. They ain't had to wake up early back-to-back yet. I haven't either. Obviously, I'm the producer of the morning shift, so I ain't had to do this either. But I'm doing all right. I want to know how they doing. I want to know how Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, I want to know how they're feeling this morning. Are they as energized as me? They pumped up as me? I had my green tea and honey. I'm straight. We'll check in with the morning shift and see how they're doing and see what they got coming up on the show. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. Appreciate you starting off your Tuesday morning with me. Speaking of starting your morning off right, got the morning shift in the building. And I'm wondering how all of you are feeling. First and foremost, good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Squid Billy. I wonder how all you guys are feeling. This is the first time we all have done the back-to-back, getting up early, any type of hangover, any type of fatigue. I'm straight. I want to know how y'all doing.
I'm feeling good, dude. I look, man, woke up, had the coffee maker set for about, 3:50 this morning. Wife wasn't happy because I let the alarm snooze, but dude, I'm feeling good, man. Back to back, got a nice sleep last night, and kids went down relatively easy, I guess. So I'm good.
Okay.
Relatively easy. We'll talk about that probably later, based on what you told us last night or sent us. But yeah, I think I'm feeling pretty good. I gotta get the sleep thing down.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to wake up at 3:45 today.
Okay.
But then I thought I wasn't gonna wake up. Like the alarm went off, but I didn't believe it. And I kept laying there.
You thought you were dreaming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I go, you know, I think that was my real alarm. Like, I need to look at the clock and
like, I need to pinch myself. I think, like, I need to wake up for real, for real. This is not a dream. This is real life.
Melatonin. Not a drill.
This is not a drill. Squid, you're quiet. This is not normal for you, so I'm concerned.
Well, you're talking a lot, so I'm trying to find my places.
Never mind.
I mean,
Squid is good.
Our pre-show meetings, Tiff is dropping.
He's
dropping
so
all
disturbed
kinds of
by me right
little,
now.
Little tidbits about her, and I honestly,
we got to get into that too.
Well,
no,
I don't think Tiff wants that for public consumption. But I will say this: I do look at her quite differently now than I did. I don't know, just 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, we ain't gonna put you on blast if you want to get it put on blast. But you know, if you want to enlighten the people, we'll leave that power to you.
Nope. I plead the fifth.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Right. We'll let you have
it. Timeout was created, man. That's what it's for.
You know, but all I'm gonna say is Tiffany may or may not be into hair.
Wait,
do with that what you will.
Dylan's just gonna put you right out
like,
there.
Like the way you set it up, it can be taken in so many different turns. Please don't text my father. Like this is not—it's not what you think, Dylan. You know I'm gonna turn my mic off.
We gonna leave it at that. Maybe I crossed the line. I'm sorry, Tiffany. I might have crossed the line
You're
there.
You're a habitual line stepper. Okay, that's what you.
Dylan, I don't think you crossed the line. I just think you made it extremely awkward for the second morning in a row.
Yeah, it's real awkward.
Third time's a charm. Okay. The morning shift is coming up next. What are you guys getting into?
Well, we're going to be talking all about what we're going to get into it. It's right here at 6:05 as soon as we start about what is going on with this Braves shortstop position. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? And, you know, what does it mean for the future of the position?
All right, there you have it. A lot to get into. The Braves conversation, something that's going to have to be had all day long. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.